Hey everyone, welcome to the Money's Never Funny podcast, the number one financial literacy podcast in the world. Thanks for coming back again to listen, learn, and fight back. I'm your host, Dave Roussel, and I teach you how to be financially free. It's not what you make, but what you do with what you make. Today, I'm talking about an interesting topic, which is business ownership versus other ways of becoming financially free. Because I have a lot of conversations with people about money, mainly people who are employed, have a job or a career, and they seem to all believe that if I just own my own business, that all of my financial worries would go by the wayside. And the truth of the matter is, it's not quite that simple. You don't have to make the choice between working for somebody and owning your own business in order to get financially free and financially successful. There is another way. There is a third way. So today I'm going to talk about that right there and what I like to call thinking like an investor. You don't have to choose between working for someone else or owning a business. There is another way, and it's investing in the stock market. The habits that help business owners succeed, like budgeting, pacing themselves as they grow their businesses, knowing their markets, their competition, managing risk, and using tax codes, all are the exact same tools that smart investors use to build wealth. You can win the money game even if you never own a business. So let's start with a little truth. Too many people think it's either 9 to 5 and I have a career, or I become the CEO of my own business. But the real path to wealth might be right in between those two. There is a third way, and that is investing in the stock market. You can apply business ownership principles and thinking to your personal finances and build wealth without ever owning a business. Let me say that again. You can apply business ownership thinking and strategies to your personal finances and build wealth without ever needing to open a business. Here's a little reality for you. 50% of small businesses fail within the first 5 years. That's not me. That's not David Roussel saying that. That is from the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics. So roughly half of the businesses that open in the first 5 years, they're gone. Well, what do those people do? Do they go back to the job that they had? Because they've lost resources, they've lost time. Okay, but here's another statistic. The S&P 500 has returned 7 to 10% annually over the long term. That means you can be investing in the stock market, investing in corporations that you spend your money with every single day, and earning a much better return than your local credit union or your local bank is going to give you. Let me say that again. The S&P 500 has returned 7 to 10% annually over the long term. So that means you can take the money you have right now and start making money with it and building your wealth. And trust and believe, it does not take a lot of money to start investing. You can start extremely small. Some of the corporations that you support every single day, it doesn't cost you a lot to start owning shares of their stock. I think Coca-Cola might be $65 or $70 a share right now. Even the most controversial right now stock out there, Target, might be less than $100 a share right now, and it pays a quarterly dividend, right? So that means you can save and hold on to your money. It can appreciate in value because stocks usually go up in price in value over time. And you can start earning passive income because of the dividends that they paid their shareholders, okay? 61% of Americans still aren't investing in the stock market. They're missing out on a lot of value, compounding growth and tax advantages. So let's talk about my first point, and that's budgeting like an investor, okay? Even if you become a CEO, you never become a CEO. Budgeting is still where the rubber hits the road. Your ability to not only hold on to some of your money, but to whatever source of income you have, making sure that your regular expenses are less than whatever income sources or source that you have, and using the money that is left over to save and invest. Great investors track every single dollar they spend, and so do great business owners. But in most instances, it's much cheaper to start investing than to start a business. The truth of the matter is this. If you can't manage $100 well, you can't manage $1,000 well, and so on and so forth. So thinking of becoming a business owner before you've mastered the basics of budgeting is financial suicide. You can forget about it, right? You have to learn to manage and master a small amount of money well before you can begin to manage a large amount of money. And if you're savvy and you got good business skills and have a great business mind, a business can grow very fast and it can get away from you, almost like a wild horse or whatever, right? Pay yourself first isn't just a saying. It's how you fund wealth. You have to be able to budget well. You have to make sure that that gap is forever growing between your regular income, whatever resources they are, whether it's one, whether it's two or three, and your regular expenses. And that gap in between should always be growing, because that's where the sweet spot is. That's where you hold on to money. That's where you invest money. If you're just putting it into a regular savings account, hopefully it's in a high yield savings account paying you 4 to 6% or something like that, right? Or you have it in individual securities like Procter & Gamble, right? Like Target, like Foot Locker, like Coca-Cola, like PepsiCo, which has so many brands up under it that people support every single day, right? And you have to switch from being just a consumer to becoming an owner, right? And you don't have to actually open a business in order to become an owner, right? You don't need a six-figure income, but you definitely need to have a six-figure income mindset. You need to be able to deal with that amount of money before you get to that amount of money. Because the truth of the matter is, if you can't manage a small amount of money well, you definitely won't be able to manage a large amount of money well. Number two, I want you to spend on growth, right? Now, business owners understand this because they have to scale their businesses, right? Usually one of two things happens with businesses. Either they grow, they don't grow at all, or they grow too fast and they get away from the owners, right? But you have to spend on growth. You have to scale your business if you ever want it to become something. Well, guess what? That's extremely costly. But you can start growing your business in publicly traded corporations. You can start buying stock right now and buy more shares over time as you continue to earn from your boss, from your supervisor, and whatever job you have. Again, if you just go to Google and start doing a little bit of research, you would be amazed at how affordable one share of stock is in most of the corporations that you support every single day, right? Businesses invest in marketing, systems, and scale to grow their businesses over time. Sometimes, again, they grow too fast, and sometimes they don't grow at all. There are different reasons for all of this. Investors build wealth by consistently putting money into growing assets. So just like business owners look to scale and grow their business, so do investors, right? Investors routinely and on a regular basis, probably monthly, put something into their investment account and they buy a few more shares of whatever corporations that they invest in, or depending on the amount of resources that they have, they buy a lot more shares. But it's the same idea. If you own a business, you want to scale and grow it over time, pacing yourself. If you're an individual investor, you want to scale and grow over time in the positions in the stocks and securities that you have. Give you a little bit of an example. A $300 a month investment in an index fund, averaging up just about 8% over a 30-year period, can end up with you having about $500,000. Now, that's a nice little nest egg, right? Obviously, it can be a lot more if you've got more to invest every single month. Now, here's the thing. People always say, well, the stock market is a huge gamble and I can lose all of my money. Well, not if you spend 6 months to about a year learning a little bit every single day about the stock market, right? And, you know, people say, well, I don't know if I have the time. Well, I mean, I don't know. It really depends on, you know, how bad you want to be financially free and how bad you want to be financially stable. I know as Americans, we spend a lot of time watching TV. So I certainly believe we can spend 30 minutes a day just learning a little bit about the securities markets, right? You know, you can just grow your knowledge base a little bit. And this is the final frontier. This is the last skill that most people need to learn. They need to grow their level of financial literacy. So I think it's worth the investment if it brings your family the financial security that they need, right? Pace yourself. Wealth is a long-term game. 42% of failed businesses cite burnout or running out of cash too early as the main reason for their business failure. That's 42% of business owners fail citing burnout or running out of cash too early as the main reason for their business failure. So you have to pace yourself. There is no get rich quick scheme, even in the financial securities market. You know, if you're investing in corporations, don't think that you're going to put your money in there and go from $1,000 today to $100,000 tomorrow. The stock market does not work that way. It takes time. It takes time. And you must be willing to pace yourself. You're not going anywhere. You're going to keep living. You're going to keep aging. You're going to keep getting up and going to work every day and living this life. Why not just pace yourself? Make that part of your journey, right? You're going to do a lot of things. Why not just pace yourself? There is no get rich quick scheme. And even in businesses, people scale their businesses and grow slowly but surely and strategically over time. You would do the same thing in the stock market, right? Investors who try to get wealthy overnight often lose money. I would say this. Anybody who tells you they can teach you investing and take you from $500 to $20,000 in 3 weeks, there it's about scamming you. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. The stock market takes time. Value, identifying value in corporation takes time. And that's what the public actually does. They begin to see the value of a corporation increase over time as those corporations invest and grow, as they increase operations, as they make operations more better, right? As they come out with new products. So over time, as they introduce new products into the market, as they make operations more efficient, as they expand into new markets, those things take time. And you have to be willing to be patient and go along for the ride. Don't think simply because, well, I invested $100 yesterday, it should be $300 today, and I'm upset because it's not happening that fast. Or be afraid, well, I invested $100 today, that's only $95, it's only worth $95 today, and let me panic. Markets fluctuate. That's just the reality of the stock market. You have to have a stomach for this, right? And you have to learn not to be afraid and be scared if your investments fluctuate and drop just a little bit. Do you have to be in this for the long-term game, right? Investors who try to get wealthy overnight often lose money. There's no get-rich-quick method. It's always slow and steady wins the race. Warren Buffett, probably you guys have heard of Warren Buffett before if you've spent any time in the stock market, known as the Oracle of Omaha, probably one of the greatest investing minds in the history of the financial securities market. He's 94 now, and the majority of his wealth was accumulated after his 50th birthday. That's where his wealth really, really took off, between his 50th and his 94th birthday. But he made his first investment at 11 years old, right? Did you hear what I just said? The man's 90-something years old now. He made his first investment at 11 years old. So he built the billions and billions and billions of dollars. He built his empire over 83 years of consistently and routinely putting money into the stock market, right? And making some valuable investments. So he did a number of things throughout his life from 11 years old to now. He has made sure that every dollar that he earned, or at least close to every dollar, he held on to. That's number one, right? Just holding on to it. It goes back to the old idea of saving, right? Number two, he held on to it in a place where it could possibly grow. That's the investing part, right? So he held on to the money. He held on to it in a place where it would grow. And he, most of the time, he has invested in stocks that pay a dividend. So he has also created this huge situation where passive income just pays him so absolutely so much money. It is mind boggling when you do some of the math and some of the annual checks that corporations have to cut him just for dividend payments that he's earned. Right. That's because as money grows, compounding really starts to grow and kick in and make money grow tremendously. So over time, the money that you have, that magical mathematical formula called compounding really starts to kick in and make your money grow, right? Whether you're scaling a company or building your stock portfolio, slow and steady and strategic wins every time. The next point I want to make is that you must know the game. Now, you can think like an owner, but still be in the stock market and not own a business at all, right? Entrepreneurs do a few things. They analyze their markets. They look at their competitors. They think about timing and when's the best time to start the corporation, when's the best time to grow, how much they should grow, and things like that. Investors must do the exact same thing as companies do that they buy into. They should consider if now is the best time to buy shares or if there's a better time to buy. So in both instances, you must know how the game is played. You must know the game, right? Whether you own a business or not, right? It makes no sense to try and open an ice cream shop in Alaska because it's just not a good business idea. So in order to be a successful business owner, it's not just, well, I'm on an emotional high. I want to open a business and I automatically think I'm going to be successful and I'm automatically going to be financially secure and financially stable, right? It's a journey, right? It's a journey. And I'm not trying to discourage you from thinking about owning your own business. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm merely get you to broaden your gaze, if you will, to stop thinking that, well, I either have my job or if I could open my own business, then I would be financially free. No, there are things you can do right now with where you are, with the job you have, with the career you have, to begin establishing financial security, financial stability, and becoming a master at managing money, right? You don't need to start Amazon, but you can definitely start investing in Amazon, right? Understand risk. Don't let fear block you from taking the steps that you need right now to begin to establish financial security, financial stability, and financial success, right? All success involves risk. I don't know that anything that is worth having that is going to help you grow and expand in your life doesn't have a certain amount of risk involved. That's just the formula for life. If you want to grow in any particular area of your life, there are some risks involved. The goal is to manage the risk. You would like to think that you can eliminate the risk. Okay. That's a great vision to have, but the goal is really just to manage the risk, to reduce the possibility of a lot of risk or any risk whatsoever, right? Investing is partial ownership in real companies with real earnings, right? Volatility is short term, wealth is long term. Listen, I mentioned this earlier. When you begin to invest, and I hope that you do, when you begin to invest, you have to understand that markets fluctuate day to day, right? And there's nothing wrong if you open a brokerage account and begin to invest and you begin to look at your brokerage account today and say, man, you know, I have a very small account. It was worth $2,500 today, yesterday, and it's only worth $2,450 today. I'm losing money. Don't panic, right? You have to just let that ice in your vein just to understand, listen, I've made a good investment. I've done my research. This company has a very good CEO and they have a great strategy for growing earnings and for growing their sales or whatever, expanding their business. I need to be patient. I need to be calm. You have to have a little bit of ice in your veins. You have to be able to stare into the lion's den and not be afraid, right? Markets fluctuate. That's just the reality of investing in corporations. You know, just a couple of months ago, Target was worth $125 a share. Right now, based on this DEI controversy right now, it's probably worth $94 a share. But Target is still a solid company. You know, there's no way around it. They're planning on opening 300 new stores in the next 10 years. That's a solid growth. By the way, I have an entirely another conversation that I'll have with people about Target in a little while. You know, I'll get to all of that. That situation is very interesting. And I'll tell you the way that most people are viewing it and the way that I think that they should view it. They as they say, you know, people didn't understand the assignment. They got a little bit confused. And I'll dig into that a little bit later, but I have an interesting take on that I think people should consider, right? Use the tax code. Business owners, investors both have tools and strategies and techniques that they can use to help them grow their wealth over time. And it involves the tax code, right? The wealthy use the tax code to protect and grow their money. Most people only think of W-2s and tax refunds. Wealth builders think strategically, right? For business owners, they have a lot of write-offs that they can take for expenses, such as home offices, if they use their home for any of their businesses, mileage on their vehicle, depreciating assets, and such things like that. For those individuals who are still only have a job, if you will, or have a career, I'm not saying only, but you don't own your own company, or you haven't started investing, there are things that you can do to take advantage of the tax code right now. And two of the greatest ones are the IRA, Individual Retirement Account, and the Roth IRA, right? The Roth Individual Retirement Account. What these two do for individual employees is they allow you to reduce your tax liability. So let's say you're an individual who makes $50,000 a year, right? Right now, if you didn't own an IRA or a Roth IRA, when tax time comes, you have 50 grand of taxable income, $50,000, right? But let's say you opened an IRA or a Roth IRA. You can cut your tax liabilities. I think the maximum allowed for each one is, I think it might be like $7,000 or $7,500 annually right now, right? That is going to cut your tax liability depending on the amount that you put into one of those account every year. But the maximum you can put in, I think, is $7,000 or $7,500, which means that when you go to file your taxes, you are only going to be taxed on $42,500 or something like that. So those accounts allow you to save, right? Because you're holding on to some of your money as you're putting into that IRA or that Roth IRA. It is going to allow those assets to appreciate, because when you're putting in money into an IRA or Roth IRA, you're actually investing in securities in a brokerage account. And I'll discuss what all of that is at another episode. Okay, so you're saving. You're going to allow those assets to appreciate. You're going to possibly, if you invest in the right corporations. Now, every single publicly traded company doesn't pay what we call a dividend. But if you invest in the right companies that pay dividends, you are going to start generating passive income, right? And then you have the tax strategy. So that's four advantages right there that you have just by opening an individual retirement account. You're going to start holding on to more of your money, which is saving, right? Those assets are going to appreciate over time because, hey, let's be honest, a share of Coca-Cola now might be worth more in 5 years or 10 years, which is, you know, you want to play the long-term game. You want to hold on to those assets for a while. So you're going to save, right? Those assets are going to appreciate in value. You're going to start generating passive income because most of the publicly traded corporations pay a dividend. Then you're going to take advantage of the tax strategy. I cannot think of a greater reason in the world why individual employees should not begin to open IRAs and Roth IRAs left and right. There are so many financial benefits to doing those things, right? You don't need a business to use the tax tools, right? A Roth IRA is funded with after-tax dollars, but there is a tax advantage to that. It grows 100% tax-free after 59 and a half. An account is open 5+ years. It's great for young investors starting small but thinking long-term. So imagine that you're taking $1,000 a year and turning it into $150,000 and keeping all of it tax-free. That's the power of the Roth IRA. Final thoughts. You don't have to be a boss to build wealth. You don't have to own your own company to build wealth. You don't have to, even if you don't have an actual storefront and you're running a business out of your home, you're still using resources. You're still using time. You're still taking time away with you. I'm sure your plate is full already, especially if you guys out there that have families, that have kids and you have small kids, right? You have a career. You're managing your family. You manage your family's budget. You're keeping up with the kids' schedule. You're keeping up with their schoolwork and all those other types of things. Where do you have the time in your schedule to fit in starting a business, running a business, growing a business, and those types of things? Where do you have the time? But I tell you, there is another lane. You don't have to say, well, I'm either an employee or if I want to become financially secure and financially stable and financially free, I have to start my own corporation. There is another way, and you can start investing in the stock market. You don't have to have six figures, but you definitely have to have a six-figure mindset when it comes to managing money, right? Even if you never start your own business, you can still own pieces of thousands of other businesses and benefit from the same strategies that the wealthy use, right? There's one more path to wealth, but they all require intention, discipline, and a plan. Hey, I'm Dave Roussel, host of the Money's Never Funny podcast, where your money never gets funny, your change never gets strange. This is the number one podcast for financial literacy in the world, because I teach you how to be financially free. Have a good day. Please subscribe and listen out for the next episode. I'm going to have something extra juicy for you the next time around. Have a good one.